Ambassador College bringing you vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern.
Hi, this is Gardner Ted Armstrong. For about 10 years, I've warned there are up to 40 nations standing in the wings ready to join the Atomic Club. And in this crazy, topsy-turvy world, wondering where it's all going to end 2, 3, 5, 10, or 20 years from now, more and more of those nations are doing just that. Somehow, we've managed to avoid the use of nuclear weapons in warfare since the initial use of them at Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II. Meanwhile, the world has amassed enough nuclear destructive power among the big powers of Russia, the United States, and more lately, China, India, France, of course, Canada, Britain, and many other countries having the atomic bomb, that we have literally the power to explode enough nuclear force to blast all life off the face of 50 worlds like ours. Now, recently, the French were testing their bomb down at Mururoa, south of Fiji, in the atmosphere. Atmospheric explosions, at least getting up or leaking out into the atmosphere, may even fall out in areas down around Australia. So a lot of people are very excited about it, and I don't blame them. If I were living in that area, I would be too. As a matter of fact, I'm a little bit excited about it, living where I do. Now, the Chinese have been testing their nuclear bombs, and of course, that is not lost on India. As early as 10 years ago, I said that India was operating many nuclear reactors with help from the United States and fissionable material and the technical know-how, and that eventually the Indians would possess the atomic bomb. And I said, what's it going to be like when India, with its deeply entrenched enemies on each side of what then was East and West Pakistan, but which is now just West Pakistan, or Pakistan better, and Bangladesh, since the war that took tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of uncounted lives, that wouldn't be lost on the Pakistanis when India possessed the atomic bomb. Nor is it lost on the Chinese, because, you see, they have achieved now a kind of a nuclear stalemate all their own in that corner of the world between China and the subcontinent of India, which fears China. So India is testing nuclear bombs. Isn't that lovely? India is going about the business of testing nuclear bombs. And at the same time, millions of Indians are in danger of starvation. Because, you see, Indians don't have enough to eat. Dr. Borma and others who keep an eye on the food versus population curve can say with confidence that there will be massive starvation here and there in the so-called fourth world that embraces approximately 50% of the human race, whether or not the United States, Canada, Australia, and of course Argentina, the four major food grain producers, have a bumper crop or a good year or not. There will still be massive starvation and famine in that part of the fourth world. In the meantime, man in country after country proves that the old guns versus butter issue is once again taking the same kind of a licking it always has. That when it comes down to whether or not a country would rather have guns than butter, the government in charge, wishing to perpetuate itself in perpetual charge, will choose guns every time and let the people starve. No, we haven't come any further along the way toward human understanding. Since World War II, we're right back where we've always been. Greedy, selfish, lustful, vanity-filled, egotistical, racist, tribal instincts, group instincts, family instincts, the get motive, selfishness, human, carnal vanity that is the causal factor of it all. You ought to write for this booklet called Is This the End Time? It's absolutely free of charge. It tells you we are living in the time of the end, and it proves it. You ought to read it, whether you disagree or not. Take a look at it and see if you have a leg to stand on after you've read the booklet about whether or not this really is a time of the end.
Write for your free copy today. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO, Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO, Sydney. And we'll send you your free copy.